Headline, CFTC nominee. Brian Quintenz tells all in Winklevoss twins fight. Published at 8:09 p.m., September 11, 2025. Buried beneath yesterday's tragedies was some groundbreaking financial news. The CFTC chairman nominee and head of policy for a 16Z crypto, Brian Quintenz, posted personal messages from the Winklevi regarding whether or not he would support their whims once he became chairman. The messages, which were lengthy and purposely vague, seemed to ask Quintenz to rectify what happened to Gemini and implement cultural reform within the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. Quintenz didn't push back on these requests and implied that when it comes to the CFTC, he does not have anything close to a full picture of what is going on inside. Quintenz shared screenshots of his conversions with the Winklevoss twins yesterday on X. The publicly shared signal messages call into question numerous possible issues with regulators and the industry billionaires they're supposed to be monitoring. For instance, is it acceptable for Quintenz to be in a private signal chat discussing how he'll help the Winklevi if he succeeds in his nomination? Are we fully in a kleptocratic republic when billionaires expect favors for endorsements? Is a 16Z now at war with the Winklevi? Does Quintenz not get along with other individuals working at the CFTC now? Read more. Winklevi warned Dems that young voters won't forget war on crypto. Nothing illegal, but not good for anyone. The reasoning behind the public spat is that the Winklevi apparently asked Donald Trump to reconsider the nomination of Quintenz. Politico reported that the brothers told the president that he should dump Quintenz, a former commissioner at the agency with close industry ties, saying that he wouldn't shake up the CFTC enough. What appears to have happened instead is that the Winklevi made a request that, while not insured, was also not ignored. Neither the Winklevi telling Donald Trump to suspend Quintenz's nomination nor the messages shared by Quintenz publicly appear to show anything illegal. However, the dirty laundry puts Trump in a difficult position. Quintenz works for a 16Z, and founder Mark Andreessen is not only a strong financial supporter of Trump, but also a personal advisor. The Winklevi, meanwhile, are boisterous, loud financial supporters of Trump with a retail-facing business. As of writing, both the Winklevi and President Trump haven't responded to Quintenz's release of private signal messages exchanged with the billionaire twins, but this article will be updated if and when they do. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.